Well, first let me do some correction. It was mentioned that there would be no patents on human embryos, sperm cells and oocytes, and I was involved in several cases at the European Patent Office, and the patents were revoked, most of them, some are still valid. So we have to acknowledge that some of these patents are really there, they are granted, they are applied for, so we have to take some measures really to make sure that exploitation of the human body is not being driven by commercial interests.
Professor?
This was our expectation. And when it now comes to the incentives which are given for stem cell research, we have to be aware that the European Patent Office already stopped in the year 2006 to grant any patents on human-derived stem cells. And since that time, a number of patent applications in the area of stem cell research did not go back, it went up. And when you compare it to the overall field of biotechnology, you will see a very strong decline of the overall patent applications in the area of biotechnology, but an incline, an increase of the patent applications in stem cells. So this means research was not blocked and incentive is still there.
Okay. Dr. Ten, let me just bring back the professor and just put it to him that this was the kind of judgment, even though you may disagree with it, it had to be made by courts. The courts, scientists can't decide.
Well, the court made a decision about, or the Advocate General made a decision about what a human embryo is or when human life begins. And that's something that many experts, scientists, ethicists, philosophers and other lawyers have failed to do. And they fail to do because it's pointless in a way, because a human sperm is alive, a human egg is alive. When they come together, they're just alive as an early embryo. So what the most regulative systems, in particularly the UK, they judge what is permissible and what is not permissible. And in the UK, research is permissible on human embryos up until the 14-day stage. This ruling doesn't stop any research on early human embryos, has no effect on that whatsoever. What it affects is essentially the granting of patents to help companies protect their huge investment in developing cures for diseases. Now, without patents, I'm sure there's been an increase in the number of patent applications in this area because it's so exciting and a lot of companies have started working on it, investing in it. But
Without
patents, what that means is that companies will have to, if they're going to carry on doing this, they'll have to be secretive about the research they're doing. They won't be able to publish their procedures. It seems counterproductive.
Dr. Christoph Tain, just a final word from you with that suggestion by the professor that you're driving all this underground.
Patents are there to public knowledge and technology, so the society can benefit from it. That's the right approach. But on the other hand, patents are also giving incentive to certain kind of research, and the European legislator, the European Parliament, the European Commission and member states didn't want to give an incentive of industrial use of human embryos.
Okay.
And if you say this judgment now is wrong, then we have to come up with a broader discussion in the next few months or weeks to find out what is really wrong with the judgment. But in general, I think we should agree that there needs to be some restriction. If you go there and do research on human embryos, there needs to be some protection against commercialization of the human embryo, of the human body, of the parts of human body. And now we did a first step. Maybe you say it, we got for we took a too big step in this direction. But so far, there was no protection and no clear legal definition in Europe, besides the ruling of the European Patent Office in 2006. And so I think there is some progress.
Okay, final word to Professor Robin Lovell-Badge. What are you campaigning for now? A change of law?
I mean, there's going to have to be a lot of thought put in by companies who want to do research in this area, how they're going to deal with it, whether they're going to move abroad to non-European countries. But I think the critical point is that this is going to affect the bringing to patients of treatments.
That was Professor Robin Lovell-Badge, head of stem cell biology at the Medical Research Council's National Institute of Medical Research in London. I was also speaking to Dr. Christoph Tain, patents expert with Greenpeace.